Welcome to This Dev Life, the podcast for developers, where we talk about the daily life of developers, challenges we face, and how we overcome these challenges every single day. Join me and let's have fun together.
All right, starting now. This clap is just an audio markup. All right, people, welcome to another episode of This Dev Life. And I hope you've been having a very enjoyable week. On the show again today, we have with us Aziz Taiwo, aka Zedisoft. And on the last episode, we saw him talk about his daily life and developer, the guy that sleeps for about 4 to 6 hours. I sleep for like 8, why do that? And how his typical day looks like. And one of the main points of that was to actually have awesome teammates, because they help you unblock a lot of things and it makes your work very much smooth. So on the show again today, we have him. So why don't you just say hello to us?
Yeah. Hi, guys. My name is Aziz Taiwo. That's not changed. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, happy to see you again. Yeah.
All right. So on this episode of This Dev Life, as you know, the second part where we have a guest on the show is to have them speak for like 10 to 15 minutes with us about their favorite tech topic. Well, maybe not favorite, just one that pops in their head, because it's not scripted. They just like give you a lecture there for 10 to 15 minutes. So I'm not sure if you have the topic of choice in head now.
I could just like talk about like maybe algorithms and data structures, like why it's so important to like take it serious, like, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so yeah. 10 to 15 minutes, your time starts in 5, 4, 3 2, 1.
Yeah, so one thing I actually noticed like amongst people is that like we tend to like trivialize algorithms and data structures, especially this part of the world, and then we don't take it seriously as it should be. But then I think it's one of those things that you need to like take very serious, because algorithms, when they start with data structures, helps you to like understand how like things have been arranged in your computer, in the memory, how your data has been arranged basically. And algorithms are just like steps by which you manipulate those data and then get meaningful results, right? So and then there are several data structures for several purposes, and you having understanding about when to use them, how to use them, helps you to write better code that like runs faster or more efficient and that has less memory footprint. And I mean, basically in computing, things are not finite. They are not infinite. They are finite. Your RAM is finite. Your processor speed is finite and stuff. So you want to like get the best out of your resources and don't overuse them. So basically, you shouldn't be using, maybe for example, using trees when you should be using maybe linked list or something like that. Yeah. And yeah. So for me, what I do is I have like a coding side that I use to practice lit code. And he has like several challenges for several domains, several topics. Things like linked list, array list, hash map, trees, graph, dynamic programming, and stuff. So I just implore people to like go through those sites, and as much as they can, they should just like pick a particular topic and maybe learn for a week or two and solve challenges on it. And you know, over time, you see the benefit of those things in your code. You get to write codes that are performant, like memory efficient, and does not consume less memory. Because I think it happened in one of my experience that we ran into one issue where a developer, I think maybe, so this is the problem actually. The problem was that he loaded some data into memory, like about say 6 gig or so, and then over time that blew up and it always caused service downtime, and they needed to like restart the service manually and stuff. And I think the major challenge then was when he started the project, I guess the volume of data was not as much, so the impact was not visible. But as the scale improved, maybe 10 times scale of that. I mean, the data grew and then it was causing issue. So it was like that particular code was not necessary. All they could have just done is maybe to use some primary keys or unique constraint on the data instead of loading all those data into memory and stuff. So, I mean, the knowledge of data structures and algorithms will help you understand that, yeah, this is like not efficient and this is what you should do or this is how you should make it more efficient and all. So that's why it's actually very important, yeah. Knowing the algorithms and data structures and knowing when to use them and all, yeah, makes you like a better developer, in my opinion.
I think this is like one of the simplest explanations I've gotten to why it's actually important. Because most developers, they hear that and like, oh God, it's just all these whiteboarding guys trying to make our lives miserable again.
And then I think it also improves your cognitive capabilities. Trust me, like the way you think will be different, or you'll be able to think in like several dimensions. Because I mean, say you are solving a Linux code problem or a current problem and stuff. So your first submission, maybe you pass some test case and you'll be like, ah, come on, this thing should actually work for all test cases. Mm-hmm. But then you know that, hey, this is another thing. So you just like build all those things over time. And then when you're writing code, you're able to like think about edge cases and all. So I mean, it makes your code better. Like, it does make it better. Like, it helps you think better and then you're able to think differently.
Because I see most folks think about this. Oh, my interview, they asked me about doing the data structures, and then as I start writing my code from day to day life, I don't use it. I'm like, you actually use it because the knowledge you have has helped you write better code, in essence. Yeah. You're thinking of, is it fast? Is it memory optimized? Is it leaking memory and all sorts?
Because even at some point, even if you're not like writing raw, like you're not writing it raw, maybe you're using a library, a third-party library, it will get to a point where you probably need to make choices. Okay, why should I pick library A against library C or against library B and stuff? So those kind of things help you to like analyze and pick like the best one for your use case, basically. So if you don't have that knowledge, come on, you just probably pick one and then you find out that things blow up and then you switch to another one and stuff. So
Yeah, you start having too much libraries that you don't use. That's it.
Yeah, because the goal is always to like make your code run faster with less memory. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, very efficient code. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Is that all you want to talk to us about it, or is there more? Still more.
I think that's all for now.
All right, okay. So thanks very much for talking to us about that. And I think this would actually solve a lot of questions in the mind of folks that are trying to actually get into software engineering, to know that, yeah, when they ask me about these things, it's actually to my own benefit. So I can write better code because I can say, oh, my code delivered 1 million data inference in X number of seconds and it did not blow up, did not crash the app. You are able to be saying you're proud of that, because you've written more optimal code.
And the thing is, even though maybe at the kind of scale that you're working with, maybe it's not like large scale, you may not really notice the difference. But when you start having to work on large scale, like
products, like distributed stuff, systems,
you know the importance of all those things. Like, the importance.
All right, so I want to say thank you very much once again for coming on the show to talk to us about algorithms and data structure for scripted. I know if we gave you time to actually prepare a slide, you'll probably talk for an end for like 15 hours non-stop, or maybe watch some YouTube videos in between.
Yeah, you got there.
All right, okay, so thanks very much for coming on the show. So this is the 24th episode of This Dev Live, actually, and this is the second to the last episode in this season. Next episode will be the 25th, which is the wrap-up of this season, what I categorize in 25 seasons, and after that we'll be taking some pivots break. But on the next episode, we'll take a little bit of recap of what it's been like, what the journey has been like, why I actually started this podcasting platform and all that. So I don't want you to miss it. You might want to check out and watch out the last episode to see where you started from If you have comments and feedback, also feel free to drop them in the comment section if you're watching the YouTube video. If you're listening to it on Anchor, you can drop a comment as a message. I will get to hear them. If you need things you need to hear about in the next season, drop your comments, drop your questions, drop your answers. You can always reach out to me on Twitter, on LinkedIn, or any social media platform. It's been an exciting one with you as this Taiwo, and I'll say thank you very much. I can't over thank you, to be honest. I will keep on saying thank you for coming on. And hopefully the next season we'll actually have an open discussion platform. We'll bring in different engineers. I will probably talk for hours and hours on end about some software development topics and stuff. Alright, so
that'd be great.
Thanks once again. And so if you need to reach out to you, say, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. So I will definitely drop his Twitter handle in the description of the podcast and in the video. So you can reach out to him, ask questions, and you know, maybe you can watch some YouTube videos together also.
That'll be fun.
All right, okay. So people, enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
You've been listening to This Dev Life, a podcast for developers by Dara Oladapo. Thanks for joining me on the show. I'll see you in the next episode.